Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, and we are joined now by the head of scouting for the Baltimore Orioles, Gary Racich. Gary, how are you?
Hey, Brett. Good. Good to be with you again.
I really appreciate you jumping out of a meeting to talk to us tonight. I know you're very busy right now, but it's got to be a weird feeling not to have a first-round pick.
It is. It's been difficult. You know, some people say I have an easier job this year, but in a lot of ways it's been more difficult.
I imagine that. How would you assess this draft top to bottom and then the first round? I know you're not partaking in the first round, but I know you've seen all the players.
Yeah, it's deeper drafts through the first round and into the second, I believe, deeper than the last two have been. But as has been true with the last several drafts, there's good players all the way down through if we just, you know, you find the right guys.
Were you a part of the decision-making as far as getting an assessment of the talent available in the upcoming draft with Dan Duquette? Was he taking a hard look at what would be available when he was thinking about signing Ubaldo Jimenez, a Nelson Cruz, and I know it's a while ago now, but even trading a pick for Bud Norris?
No, I wasn't consulted on that. Those moves were made strictly for the Major League club.
Going back to last year's draft, you got to feel really good. Hunter Harvey named to the South Atlantic League All-Star team. He's going to be a starting pitcher in that game. Some early returns from the 2013 draft look really promising. What do you think, Gary?
Oh, yeah, we're excited. We follow the game reports, the minor league game reports every day. I mean, our guys are real proud of the players and the selections they made last year, and it's a testament to how hard they worked. I mean, we really looked hard at their ability, and not only their ability, but their makeup as well. And we think we have a good group of guys, especially at the Bill Marbury level.
Gary Racich, the Orioles head of scouting with us here on WBAL. Gary, do you take a look at what the organization has or doesn't have is probably the better way to put it when you look to pick players in a draft? Or is that almost completely irrelevant considering the crapshoot it really is in professional baseball through the draft process?
Well, I know it sounds cliche-ish, but we always do look for the next best available player in the draft. We don't draft at all for need. You know, having said that, also, different drafts present different unique scenarios as far as it's strong one way or another, say middle infielders, catching, college pitching, whatever it is that year. So you want to go into the draft and select the strongest dynamic, I would say. So we don't ever draft for need, we draft for value.
I know a lot's been made of this, Gary, and it's very hard for you as a scout and your team of scouts to really dig into this, but I'm sure it's on your mind in some way. The rash of Tommy John surgeries at very young ages, it's a big topic right now in professional baseball and even youth baseball and collegiate baseball. Right now, does that factor into anything you do at this point?
It factors into what we've done my last two drafts and this one also. At Baltimore here, I think we're more stringent on the medicals than most organizations, almost all of them, actually. So, really, there's no change to us. We want healthy players. Baseball, you know, the baseball career and the baseball season, they're long. It takes strong bodies, healthy guys. And we've always looked at healthy guys first. And that is a priority for us.
Very interesting. Gary, with this draft and the Orioles not picking on Thursday, are you going through the process of rating and putting your board together for the first couple of rounds like you would ordinarily, or no?
Yes, we have. We've set up our board like we always do. We have fewer looks at the top guys, guys that we evaluated last summer and early this year, but we don't have cross-check looks on all those guys. More or less, we just set up our board. We thought guys would go in the first two rounds, and then we'll look at it after the first day, see what's there for us.
Well, I know you still plan on adding major league players eventually through this draft, even though you don't have a pick in the first really couple of rounds. Those first three picks you would have had are gone. But you still plan on adding major league caliber talent here, right?
Oh, yeah. We're looking for, as we always do, we're looking all the way down through the draft because there is value in the draft all the way through. Good players come from all rounds. We're looking for guys with present ability and talent and tools and instincts and, you know, with some future upside.
Well, good luck, Gary. I know you have been really going through the grind. If you could just tell our audience a little bit about the process and the build-up and the lead-up to it and how many meetings and hours of scouting games you've gone through and poring over data and talking to coaches that your staff goes through here. Really, it's a year-round process.
It is a year-round process. Already next week, early next week, I'll start down in Florida beginning to scout for next season.
Amazing.
So, yeah, we'll select these players in this draft, and we'll have 3 or 4 days. We'll work on signing them, but then we'll also start scouting for next year. So it is a long process. I've had all my staff in here since April 27th, all-day meetings, and we're trying to find some good players for the Orioles.
It's interesting. Dan Duquette said it is painful even for him to not have a first-round pick this year. He said it's something this club obviously can't do if they want to continue to win, give up their first-round pick. But when the opportunity strikes in free agency, you got to go for it. So interesting dynamic there. Gary Racich, the head of scouting for the Orioles, he'll be picking players starting Friday and Saturday to add a lot of organizational depth for the Baltimore Orioles. Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brett. All right, take care.
That's Gary Racich. We'll come back with more next here on